or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. This is The Gathering Radio Show on the ParaX Radio Network, and I'm Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are super happy to be with you this week, this Halloween extravaganza week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it a Halloween extravaganza because there's not really extravaganza about it.
No.
Unless you're talking about the energy.
Yes, exactly.
So, glad to be here, though, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And it seems more, I was telling you, Heidi, I was in northern Minnesota this weekend and it was so cold and so snowy. I would have thought it was just before Christmas because there had to have been at least 10 inches of snow on the ground everywhere. And it snowed while we were there. The pine trees were beautiful. Everything was covered. You know, I just expected to see Santa coming around the corner or something, you know. And here we are and it's not even Halloween yet. No. You know, it's craziness. It's just absolute weirdness. The way this weather is.
Well, I expect nothing less at this point of 2020.
It's
and,
true.
It's you know, true. We had our Spirit Experience weekend, which was vastly different from any other time that I've done it for all the reasons that you would expect with COVID and everything. We had an extremely small group this year for obvious reasons. I needed to keep it small. But, you know, every year, it doesn't matter if it was 30 below the week before the weekend, it will be beautiful the weekend that we have this event every single time. It's like, I put a request in with Mother Nature. She like pulls out all the stops. And this is the only time out of all the events that I've had that it was just like an absolute, you know, it was crazy with the weather and it was freezing and there was snow everywhere. This never happened, like never. And I thought, you know what? That's all right. Because I've been telling everybody the one thing that 2020 is teaching us is how to be flexible and adaptable.
Yes.
So that is the name of the game this year. And so I thought, you know what? That's fine. I will alternate my plans. I will switch things up and that it'll still be great. And it was a fabulous weekend. And everybody
absolutely.
Was so good about keeping their distance and wearing masks. I didn't have to get on anybody. I think they probably knew I would kick them out in a hot second if they broke the rules on that. So anyway, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a great time too. You know, we just, you know, long underwear. So we got out the long underwear super early this year, but it is what it is, you know, and the down jackets and the, you know, whatever. And even this morning I took Melly for a walk at, I don't know what time it was, like 7. And we're walking and she really wanted to walk far today, which I was surprised. But I go when she wants to go. I just follow her. I let her take the lead as far as she wants to go. And we were down by the lake and I'm like, oh my God, it's so cold. What, you know, what is the temperature? Didn't have any idea. Get home. And of course I have a Google Home thing, you know, there. And I said, Google, what's the temperature? Well, it is 18 degrees or 15 degrees with a feel like temperature of 5. And I'm like, oh, well, no wonder I was a little chilly. I would have worn more clothes had I known. But we were just fine. So. You know, you just, like you said, you just got to take it as it comes, you know?
Yep. It was definitely an interesting weekend. Although I do have to say, because of the small group, I really enjoyed it. It was really nice to be able to connect with people a little bit more one-on-one, a little deeper, and have you know, again, socially distanced conversations with people, but we were able to really do that this time. And even, you know, the Halloween party at the end, everybody was really respectful about staying in their bubbles. And we actually had a blast. I was kind of wondering, you know, with a smaller group, how that would turn out. And it was so much fun. I mean, it was loads of fun. And we had such a good time. And the investigation was probably the best one we've had yet. I mean,
because there were fewer.
Yeah. You know how it is. You have fewer people. And, you know, sometimes spirit feels like they're a little bit more comfortable coming out and interacting. And absolutely. It was great. Nobody needed help. Of all the spirits that we interacted with, nobody needed help or anything like that, because I always check in, make sure everybody's okay and that they're there because they want to be there or whatever. And it was really, really good. Really good weekend. So I think a lot of people needed it, even though it was a very small group and we still had to spread out because you're used to hugging and all that stuff and you can't do that.
I know.
And really, you know, spreading people out, making sure everybody's spread out enough so that, you know, and they still had their masks on. I'm not saying we spread out and then take the masks off, because that's not how I roll. And it was great. Everybody was just amazing. And yeah, it was awesome, but definitely different. We had to make some changes, but that's what this year is all about, is, you know,
making changes. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah. So good. And so, you found some tracks, maybe, possibly?
Yeah, we found some really cool stuff this weekend. Yeah, I don't know what kind of tracks they were. None like I've seen before. They were kind of reminiscent of the Bigfoot track line that we found, but they were small. But they weren't really bear prints either, and they definitely weren't big cat prints. I don't really know what they were. You know, it's in an area where they've had dogman sightings and Bigfoot sightings. Is it dogman? I don't know. I've never seen a dogman before. Well, I've never seen a Bigfoot either, but we haven't really chased dogman. You know what I mean? So whole different thing. But, you know, other researchers say that there are young Bigfoot that are, you know, smaller than adult Bigfoot, for example. So could it be that? I don't know. I mean, they were in a straight line. They sure looked like it. I don't know. But we found a lot of other, we visited all the sites that we wanted to look at, and everything's really changed. There's been big winds up there since we were there last. So a lot of trees are down. Our arch was broken, so which was kind of sad. But yeah, so just it was a really good weekend. Always good to be with the girls, and this time it was with Josie and just Katie and I. So that was really good. I thought, you know, we had a really good time together, and but who knows, you know, the only thing we can do is, you know, put out the evidence and, you know, get comments from everyone else and talk to our researcher buddies about it. And we'll see what happens. A lot of hunters up there. So I think we're done now for a while, at least probably till the end of November.
Yeah.
But so.
Even wearing hunter orange, you know, it doesn't make it safe.
No. And there were a lot of them out there, you know, I mean, they were kind of like everywhere. So yeah, we're done now for a while, at least, you know, like I said, till the end of deer hunting firearm season. So, but it's okay. So we're good. We can catch up on other things. So Heidi, we have a very special guest tonight.
We do. Super exciting.
Yeah.
Those of you who remember back in the day when we first started, how many years ago, there were three of us.
Yes.
And we're back together again tonight.
We are. So everyone, welcome back, Kristen Barton. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kristen.
Great to be here.
Yay.
Yeah.
So excited to have you. We kind of initially thought we could all be together. And, you know, with this all craziness going on, we just decided to all do it separately again.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Absolutely.
But this is just as good anyhow, you know what I mean? And someday we'll be all together drinking coffee and eating chocolate, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so this is the magical time of year and the, you know, it's all kinds of stuff. So we're happy to have you this week in particular.
Yeah. I'm really happy to be here. It has been, well, let's just say this. Samhain this year is going to be in alignment with how the rest of 2020 has gone. So, you know, not to disappoint, we're going to have kind of a wild ride. Let's just call it that. So I say Samhain. Some other people say Halloween. They are two different holidays, obviously. But being a neo-pagan priestess, I celebrate Samhain. And I just made a video on my blog on Quora called Real Wicca about how this year the sun went into Scorpio on October 22nd, which is super early. The astrological date of Samhain, which is the celebration of the ancestors and of those people who have passed over this year and in previous years, and the celebration kind of the part of the life cycle that is death. This year, the astrological date is October 22nd. I don't think in my lifetime it has ever been that early that I'm aware of.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the sun can go into Scorpio as late as November 11th. A lot of people will celebrate Samhain on the 31st just as a go-to date, which is fine. But the older I get and the longer I have celebrated the Sabbats, the Wheel of the Year, they really have kind of become seasons for me rather than days. And the season of Samhain is extra long this year.
Mm.
And it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Because look at how many people are passing through the veil.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That totally makes sense.
Yep, it gets super thin as soon as the sun goes into Scorpio. And to be very honest, the veil has been rent open since, you know, in some places in the world, January, and places like here, March-ish, because souls have been passing through so quickly that it never has a chance to fully close. So we've had this open for a long while, but now it's like wide open. And those of us, I know Heidi, you can attest to this. And well, and Stephanie, you're also sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Sensitive people are mm-hmm. feeling this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And seeing, you know, visitors from the other side everywhere for the past couple months, for sure. I'm almost surprised.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I'm surprised anymore, because they're always around this year, you know?
Sure. Sure. No, it has been so volatile energetically that I've seen like portals with my waking eyes walking around. Like I was in downtown Anoka and I saw a swirling vortex like on the sidewalk. And I was like, whoa, yes, it is.
Surprise. Yes.
Nobody walk through there. You're not going to enjoy that.
No.
But like, yeah, and so sensitive people are really struggling. Everybody's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. those who really feel it, especially if they are not aware of what it is, are really struggling
yeah.
with mental health stuff. People who are in recovery are struggling to stay in recovery and not relapse. We have a lot of situational depression because of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been checking in with my students, you know, making sure they're okay. It's just been something else. And then on top of that, we've got all these retrogrades. I know right before the show we were talking about this, I did another video on this, and it's oftentimes we'll say when Mercury is retrograde, you know, communications kind of go out the window and you'll have problems with your electronics and things. But not only is Mercury retrograde right now, but Mars is retrograde in Aries, no less.
Huh.
Uranus is retro, Neptune is retro, and Chiron is retro as well. So, and the Chiron constellation has to do with, that's the wounded healer. So mm-hmm. anyone with trauma, come on down. Your trauma is going to really rear its head right now because of this retrograde. So we have that, plus on October 31st, we have an astrological blue moon and a full supermoon on Halloween.
Yeah.
because we just can't get any bigger this year with this.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got to do it up, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Why not just pile it on?
Just bring it. Bring it. You know, but the thing is, what I've been telling people is this, okay, I'm going to be doing some magical work on the 31st, as I usually do. But I'm telling people, be very, very careful with yourself, because whether or not people understand what is acting on them, you will get people acting out when there are this series of situations happening with the planets. And we already know that we get a rise in, like, you know, mental hospital admitting numbers on full moons just in general. Mm-hmm. But this full moon with Halloween / Samhain, with all those energies open and these the veil being basically rent wide open, we are going to have people acting out more than usual. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say that we aren't, but I'm 53 and I've been doing this witchcraft thing for 20 years. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen. I am not going to be out and about on that night. I am doing a special ritual with a small number of other third degree Wiccans. But you could not pay me to go out on Halloween night and just bop around. Mm-mm. Because it's going to be, you know, something to observe. And people who have balance issues, mental health challenges, are likely to be struggling much more mightily than normal on such a night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for them. I want folks to understand that I've worked in mental health for years. Mental health warriors are people I admire. I'm not suggesting that people should be afraid of those with mental health conditions. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying their struggles will be harder for them. And because they are harder for them and they're going to be in more symptomatic distress, others around them may reap the fallout of that. So if you have people in your life who struggle with balance, be extra kind to those people, you know, let them know you care. Let them know you're available for them. Check in and make sure they're okay. Because this sort of energy is, for lack of a better term, almost spiritually violent. And the number of souls that are kind of milling around not quite knowing what to do are going to be statistically higher just because of the number of people dying. Mm-hmm. So some people are crossing over successfully, right? But some people are not. And I don't know about the two of you, but I do a lot of work in my sleep. And I wake up in the morning feeling like I've done a full shift. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in my dreams going, okay, over here, it's over here. Come on over here this way. Good job over here. Yep. Come on.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, I wake up and I feel like I'm just like, oh God, I worked all night.
Yep.
So yeah, it's really a phenomenon. And what I'm telling people is specifically, and I know you harp on this, Heidi, as much as I do, maybe more, about the safety, being safety with spiritual, being safe with spiritual tools and things like that. So this is some very heady energy right now. You're going to have more paranormal activity, but it's also going to be harder to control. So it is very seductive for some people to be like, hey, let's go over to that abandoned house and hold a seance on Halloween. Won't that be fun? And what I'm saying is, if you are not actually trained by someone such as Heidi or someone with her skill level to do such spiritual operations, now is not the time to just jump in with both feet and be like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but let's go do that. It's never a good idea. It's really not a good idea right now.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly it. I think you and I both are on the same bandwagon. We drive them. We drive those bandwagons.
Yes. With horns. Yes.
With loud horns. And yeah. this would be such an awful time to mess around or think you know what you're doing and you have no real understanding of what is possible. Oh, please don't. Just don't.
Yeah, because we don't want to have to come in and you know, deal with, I mean, we will. I will come in and help you. But I really don't want to, after the fact, be like, oh, those are some bad scratches you got. Eww. Or, you know, your eyes are two different dilations. Like, what happened, you know? Because things can follow you home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
My teenager had been warned. She's 26 now. She knows better now. But she was a teenager at the time, and she and her friends went to a graveyard on a Halloween night, and a spirit followed her friend Graham home, and we had to put him in a circle of salt and expel that thing. And these kids were so freaked out because they thought they were just having spooky fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she was raised in a coven set. I was like, really? Really? But, you know, teenagers. And
well, they're invincible,
of all people.
You know.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's like, I didn't think it was real. I just thought my mother was crazy. You know, she's a Wiccan, whatever. Yeah. Well, I might be crazy, but I was right about this. So be, you know, be careful. Don't invite trouble this year. If you're interested in studying these things, that's great. Stay home and read some good books on the subject this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Set you up some nice spooky candlelight and read you some really good, you know, paranormal type books. Mm-hmm. Also, pro tip. I tell this to my students and to the people who watch my videos and read my articles on my blog. If you are reading anything that has directions for magical operations in it, you need to state out loud and firmly that you are reading only, and you do not mean to do the operations about which you are reading. Because if you are a visualizer and you're reading this stuff, you can accidentally activate something simply by reading it. Yeah. I accidentally opened up a huge gaping maw because I was planning a Samhain ritual. Those many years ago, I think it was like a second degree then. And I was planning this and I was really visualizing this ritual. And I, you know, got to the part where I was parting the veil and this huge gaping hole opens up and it was like pulsing and vibrating. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I didn't mean to actually do it, you know. So really do state firmly before you read something that you think has any sort of things like that in it, that you're not doing those operations.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to close it. But if you're a new person who's just interested in going, hey, this is really cool stuff. I really want to read about this stuff. Read all you want. But understand that your mind, even if it is untrained in this particular way, is a powerful tool. So be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can absolutely happen. So it's a good point that you bring up, Kristen, about the, you know, about actually producing something just through thought or visualization as you're reading something. You know, it's innocent reading, but really it can, you know, start to create something that you might not even realize that you're creating. So it is good to say that with an intention. You know, that should be a disclaimer at the beginning of all those books. You know, read this out loud before you start reading my book or whatever. I mean, I know nobody would, or most people probably wouldn't do that, but there should be some kind of warning or something saying, hey, watch out. This might actually work just by reading it. Depending
well, not
on who
only
you are.
That. Yep. Well, not only that, though, but just imagine, too, like if it is a book that many, many people have read and have used, not only is it the power of your mind, but you are possibly harnessing their energy as well
mm-hmm.
when they were reading the book.
Yeah.
Because that can be charged with energy. This is why people will tell you that they have these beautiful spiritual feelings when they read their Bible, if they are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But one reason is that they're devoted to their God. According to the people of my path, that those words have been charged over and over and over with the devotion of those believers. Mm-hmm. So it is direct access. So yeah, if you're reading something that is super popular, I don't know, pick something, Buckland's Big Blue, pick something like that. It's been around since the 80s. You know, people, all these witches have read it, and people continue to buy it and continue to use it. This would be an example of a witchcraft book that would be heavily charged. Mm-hmm. Also, interestingly, you will have situations where, like, okay, I got into it online with a guy once who really believed that the Necronomicon was an actual, like, magical tome. And I was like, okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but H.P. Lovecraft invented that book as a corollary to his other books. It's not an actual magical book. I mean, it is, but it was created as a work of fiction. Mm-hmm. And this guy was really bummed out. Yeah, I see, he felt embarrassed, I'm sure. But what has happened is that if enough people believe that that's an actual magical book, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
That's a magical book.
Right.
Be careful with that, because Cthulhu does not love you. Cthulhu thinks you'd be yummy with ketchup. Okay, no. So just don't.
Yeah, but that is true with the intention. You know, that intention can create something that now exists. It is. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? That's, I mean, it's wild to think that something could be created out of a collective energy, everybody kind of thinking the same thing or feeling the same thing. And yeah, it can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely it is. And, you know, using things, even innocent tools at powerful times and in the hands of people who don't know how to prepare, ward the tool, cleanse the tool, do all the stuff to the tool. Even something as innocent as like a pendulum or dowsing rods or what have you can be used by malevolent or, if nothing else, mischievous spirits, both human and non-human. So the veil is very thin right now. It's wide open. In some places, it's wide open. Like there's nothing. Usually it's thin this time of year. Now there are big gaping holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything can and does come through there. And it's not just a portal to one other side. There are worlds upon worlds upon worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Being very careful is the name of the game. If you are an experienced witch and you want to do work on the 31st, you know, it's a great time. Ride that energy, do it. But also be cautious, because just because you're an experienced witch doesn't mean you cannot get sloppy, because I've gotten sloppy before and retroactively went, well, shouldn't have done it like that. Mm-hmm. Definitely should not have done it like that. So just be extra careful, because everything is like four times stronger right now.
Right. Definitely.
Hmm.
Good warning. Good caution.
But, you know, I often wonder, though, how many people actually do these kinds of things, Kristen? I mean,
a lot of them.
I would never think about doing them. Mm-mm, not in a million years. I don't really care to ever do that. I don't really care to ever read those kind of books. You know what I mean?
Well, but you're educated.
Right. That's true. But even before all this, you know what I mean? It just wasn't, I guess, in my makeup to do such things, you know? And even though I'm sensitive and I've seen things my whole life and I come from a family, all of us were the same. I mean, stuff like this never, I don't think, entered any of our minds, you know, my
well,
whole
if you
and
were,
now they all just look
always
at me like I'm crazy. So, you know.
Well, if you were always sensitive, though, you always had a sense of trepidation because you saw things.
True.
You know what
true.
I mean?
That is true.
And so,
that's
like, you're
true.
Like, okay.
Right? Yeah.
The people who get in trouble are the people who think it's not real and they just want to do it because it's fun and spooky.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, I agree with that. Because those of us who are born into it know what happens, you know, and it's like, right. Stay away from that. I don't want anything to do with that. It's just something I don't need to know. You know,
I do not need to invite that into my life. Yeah.
I don't need to have that in here. I don't need it. You're right. Absolutely. Right. So, yeah, no, I agree. Wow, this is a good place for a commercial, and we're 30 minutes past the hour. So, everyone, this is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You've no doubt heard of Tango and Cash, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Perhaps it takes two to tango. Well, now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para X Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Para-X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. And we have Kristen Barton with us tonight, Wiccan High Priestess and former co-host extraordinaire of the Gathering Radio Show. And we're having a very wonderful and in-depth cautionary tale for this wild and woolly season that we're in right now.
Yes.
Which is so many things all rolled into one, right, Kristen?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, it's beautiful energy, but the potential for mishaps, shall we call them, much higher than normal this year. Just due to planetary things happening and the fact that we have a blue supermoon on October 31st as well. Lots of wild energy happening there. Yeah.
It is wild energy. But, you know, girls, I had no idea that Mercury was in retrograde. And normally I pick up on that even before it happens. So what does that say? But I'm not really sure.
There's so many other retros, though.
Maybe that's what it is. And I didn't.
It gets lost, you know, in the shuffle, because you've got Uranus, Mars, Neptune, Chiron, and Mercury.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of them, you know, and I knew there was a lot of wild energy out there, but usually Mercury, and you know, Heidi talk and I talk about this every time it happens, because I can be somewhere. I mean, I remember the last time Mercury went into retrograde and oh my God, I was just so cranky. And Casey and I were having breakfast at the local cafe and she said, "Oh, did you know Mercury's in retrograde?" And I said, "Well, that explains a lot." I think I said it so loud, everybody in the place looked at me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But this time, yeah, no idea. No idea. So interesting.
Yep. And I don't know if the moon is still void, of course, but the moon was void at least on the 24th. It was still void, of course. So I don't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah.
So there's that, too, in addition as well.
Interesting.
So,
oh my gosh. Well, so
actually, that's probably a blessing.
Yes.
If the moon is void of course, and people are doing stuff that they don't understand, maybe it won't like be as dangerous. Won't take. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the gods going, let's just put this right here, shall we?
We're just going to save them from themselves.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you know, you just never know for sure. Yeah. So goodness, craziness indeed. Yeah, there's so many. I'm trying to catch up in the chat room. There's just so much going on in our chat room.
It sounds like people are feeling it in the chat room too, with everything going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Jean is saying that she's feeling it. Things keep breaking, mm-hmm. and her birthday's tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Jean!
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope all this wild energy brings some really good stuff right up to your door.
That right. would
be yeah.
fantastic. We want people to have good stuff right now with all the other stuff going on. We want to share good, loving, yummy energy with anyone who can grab it.
Yes. And intention is everything. And I know Dave in the chat room was talking about intent is one of the main things. And that's true. So if we all send out their good intentions for everyone to have yummy, wonderful energy, like Heidi just said, hopefully it'll happen, right? I mean, if everybody did this, mm-hmm. the world might be a better place.
Yeah, now's the time to be lighting your candles for all the good things that you want to be happening.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have one lit every single day, most of the day, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think we all need to do that.
Well, and two, you know, I think of lighting a candle. We were talking about that this weekend with an ancestor altar and, you know, being...
Yeah.
thankful mm-hmm. for those who were a part of our lives, you know, for either a short amount of time or we were lucky to have them for longer. And, you know, lighting a candle and just being thankful or whatever else. And maybe you can speak into that too of how you would honor ancestors who, you know, you want to feel thankful for that have been with us and aren't necessarily walking next to us in human form, but are still present in some way. You know, that, you know, if there's something you want to speak into with that on how you would honor, you know, your ancestors mm-hmm. or that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, every Samhain, and Heidi, you know, because you attended a Samhain at my Covenstead mm-hmm. one year.
It was wonderful.
We speak the names of those who have passed. We tell their stories. We talk about their impact on our lives. And in, you know, Wiccans will often invite the ancestors in to spend time with us. We might serve food to them. We set out, you know, glasses of wine for them and things like that. But if you're not Wiccan and you don't want to cast a circle and maybe you don't have an ancestor altar, maybe you could just light a candle and sit down with your old family photo albums mm-hmm. and look through them. And remember and be like, oh, that was the Christmas that Granny came over. Don't you remember? And she knitted us all sweaters. And we miss you. And just tell the stories, you know, mm-hmm. and just be present. And I believe, okay, well, this is me. Obviously, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Wiccan. So I believe that when we speak the names of the dead at Samhain, they can hear us. I talk to my dead people all year long anyway. And mm-hmm. I have to say some new names this year. And it is going to be very emotional. My beautiful friend Ryan was only 40 and died of metastatic breast cancer. It went into her brain ultimately. And I was there for her last breath. And I was her clergy for her journey. And that was really emotional. So I'm going to be speaking her name for the first time this year. And my friend Sean passed away 3 days ago suddenly. He was not doing great, but we didn't think he was going to just up and, like, leave. Mm. So that was very emotional, too. He just like, okay, bye. Love you.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And, it was rough. I mean, it's just like he went into the hospital and then he was dead. And so I'll be speaking his name, too. But just, you know, having that grace in your heart for being thankful that somebody was with you. You know, yes, Ryan left way too early, in my opinion, but you know what? She was in my life and I loved her. And there's nobody like her. And that will never. Hi, honey. Oh, she's here. Hi, sweetie. sweetheart, I love you. Because I have an ancestor altar that's permanent in my house, there's a portal there that is enchanted for only those who I name to come through. Part of my ancestralization of them is when they die, I either take their photo or something of theirs. Ryan actually bought me something before she died to use on my ancestor altar for her. And I, you know, activate the altar, speak their name, light a candle, put them on the altar and introduce them and say, this is the portal through which you have been granted permission to come at any time that it pleases you, so long as you do no harm nor mischief. You're welcome anytime. So we do this little ceremony, you know. But definitely the family photo album is just fine, or just sitting around and telling stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that they can feel that, especially when the veil is so thin and or, in the case of this year, open.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, finding that gratitude and being like, you know, what would my life have been like had this person never been there? Had I never known them? How much less beautiful would my existence have been?
That's a hard thing to think about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It brings it into focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a reverse, it's a wonderful life, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I don't, that's wild. I usually, that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It is.
Yeah, and
for sure.
Since my people, we revere death as beautiful as birth and as beautiful as all types of the life cycle, you know, all parts. Death is also our friend. Death is the thing that comes and says, you've done well, you have finished your journey. For this leg of the journey, you are done. Now be rewarded and come away from the body that will break down or has broken down. Come away and rest. Come away and be with those who have passed before you. So we actually really do revere death as well. And I know a lot of people, they get real creeped out by that. But just think of it as, well, you know, the Hispanic people who celebrate the Day of the Dead, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Death is a birth in the opposite direction.
Yep.
That's a good way to think about it.
So what can you do if you want to be reverent, but you don't want to, like, take your safety into your own hands? Not after dark, and maybe not on the 31st, but if you wanted to say, go clean up a graveyard, clean it up, like pick up garbage. But here's the thing. This is what I do. Heidi, you can sign off on this or add to it. I go up to the gate. I make a statement. I'm here with respect to the people who are buried here. I'm here to clean up your grounds to show you respect. Nothing and no one may follow me from this place. I'm here to do no harm, therefore nothing can do harm to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk through, I do my cleaning. Sometimes I might pour a little libation on the ground. You don't have to do that. I like to do that. Sometimes if I think there's nobody left to speak the name of that person, like let's say it's a very old graveyard. I've gone, there's one in Anoka that's got Civil War veterans, soldiers killed in the Civil War, buried there. So if I suspect, because I have this ability, you know, I do have the psychic ability to go, are people still speaking your name or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel that they're not, I might say, you know, so-and-so, I speak your name, that which is remembered lives. But always make sure that you state that nothing can follow you.
Right.
Because there's more than one of these paranormal programs where somebody got followed home from a graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they can be followed home from anywhere.
Anywhere.
But
yeah.
particularly, it's not just dead people who hang out in a graveyard, though.
No.
There can sometimes be other non-human type mm-hmm. entities.
Mm-hmm.
that are just there to kind of nom on the newly dead or the people who come to see the dead or what have you. So always assume you know, I will wear certain warded things. Like I have certain necklaces that are warded for protection that I might pop on before I go. If you are feeling vulnerable, if you are feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling off balance, if you have an active addiction or an untreated or unmanaged mental health challenge at that time, that's not the time to go do this stuff, though.
Right.
Right. Yep. I agree. It's the same with paranormal investigation. Don't go if you're not feeling right. Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
Or if it happens during, that's one of the things that we talk about during an investigation too, is, you know, if you start to feel off balance during and you didn't in the beginning, or you start getting emotional, like really emotional, and you don't know why, whether it's angry or sad or whatever, it's like, that's an alert that we need to pay attention to what's going on, because there might be someone trying to hitch a ride or trying to connect with you in a way that's not for your highest good for whatever reason. That we doesn't matter, it's just they are. And so we have to be very mindful of that and careful so that it can be handled and that person doesn't have a, you know, any kind of hitchhiker that heads home with them.
Right.
Well, exactly. And even if they had an attachment that gets detached, as someone who works with people's energy, astral bodies, Heidi, I know you can tell, like, sometimes that'll leave an astral or energetic wound.
Yep.
As well.
Yep.
So they may need to have some work done on them. Mm-hmm. If they did get something on them and then that thing gets pulled off of them, they may be leaking life force energy as a result of that or what have you. So making sure that people understand, like, what does a healing crisis look like? What do I watch for if after I've been on something, some, you know, project like this, in the next few days, what do I look for to determine if I need some more assistance?
Right. Yep. Yeah, because that's a very real thing. It's just like any kind of injury, right? If you had an injury to your physical body, it might need follow-up care, you know? It's not just, boom, here's a Band-Aid, off you go. It's like, no, this might end up being something that needs more treatment to make sure that you're okay long-term.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, we don't mean to scare people. I realize this stuff is very fun. I find it fascinating. I was dragged kicking and screaming into this stuff, though, because I had to become a witch so I could learn to manage my sensitivities, or I was going to lose my mind. So that was my kind of, you know, how I was introduced. But a lot of people really do have a healthy enjoyment of studying these things, and we don't want to tell you shouldn't do that. It's just there are certain ways to minimize the potential problems that you could encounter while you're doing that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough though, because we're dealing with something that's non-tangible, you know, that's not, and there's no, I mean, we're dealing with infinity, you know, so how do you quantify that in any way, shape or form, depending on what you're doing? It's like, there's no limit to what's possible. And we kind of know what to expect, sort of, you know, based on our experiences. And we can say, well, you know, this is most likely outcome, but it's infinity. So really you have to be careful. Because no one can say that they know all the possibilities of what's going to happen, depending on what you're doing or not doing. So, I mean, that would be impossible for any one person to say, I know everything, I'm an expert, whatever. I mean, there's people that know a lot, but we're still dealing with infinity.
Yeah, you can be an expert, but you are not the expert. Nobody is the expert. And, you know, truth be told, the reason that people like us know what we know is because we've messed up a lot. You know, we've been like, that was close. You know, I mean, and stuff can come up too, where you can think you've got something under control. Now, I've been doing this for many years, but I was doing it wasn't actually like a shamanic session. I'm not a shaman, but I had done a healing for another young witch friend of mine with another high priestess, with whom I work a lot. And we realized that there was a lot of this particular sort of thing that had happened in the family line, very common. And I actually ended up, for the first time ever, channeling a dead woman from, like, probably 400 years ago-ish. And I draw down goddesses. Well, she wanted to come in. I mean, it wasn't an accidental channel, but I don't normally grant that to dead people that don't usually come to me and be like, hey, can I possess your body? But I was with a very experienced practitioner who was there, and I told her, I said, this is a woman who wants to come through and tell her story, and she's the beginning. And so I had this woman come in, and I was speaking some sort of archaic Finnish something or other, and she showed me pictures, and she was crying really hard, and she showed me that her husband had murdered her, and that was really quite something. So you can be doing something that you have done many times before, and then something will just go differently. And so this is why, for instance, I would never do that work by myself. Mm-hmm. I always, if I'm going to do anything heavy like that, I have another trained, at least one other, if not more, trained practitioners with me, and I'm with them so that if anything bizarre happens, we can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Could I have said no to her? Yeah, I could have, but she really wanted to speak, and I felt like if she spoke and told her story, she would be at rest, because nobody ever knew he had murdered her, and it was really an awful story, just really icky, and I'm just hoping that she was finally able to be at peace, because she had not been at peace for like 400 years.
Wow.
But just understand, like, you could have done something 100 times before, and you're going to have the feeling that, you know, I know this, I've done this. I've done this a lot, you know, and then suddenly that 101st time, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, something different can happen.
Yep. Yep, you can never let your guard down, ever.
No.
I'm sure that, Heidi, you've had stuff like that happen to you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can't be too careful. I mean, every time, because here's the thing, when you're doing this kind of work, it can't be the same. Every situation can't be the same, because you're dealing with a different spirit or a different human or a different set of circumstances or a different type of energy that's just present right now. Something is going to be different. Even if everything else is exactly the same, something will make it different, and that can change things. And yeah. So you can never have the exact same situation. I don't care if you're doing extraction or you're doing spell work or whatever. Something is always different. There's always one ingredient that's a little bit or a lot different, and that changes things. So you have to be very aware, and you have to pay attention, and also have at least a couple of people with you that you trust, that you can all be aware of each other and what's going on, and that has some knowledge of how to, you know, keep the situation under control or keep it safe or close it down if needed, because something will always change it. And so it's never a cookie cutter approach. You can never like, oh, I've done this, okay, let's just do it. It doesn't work like that, because something is always going to make it different.
Yeah. Yeah. And spirits mm-hmm. can lie. And we have to remind ourselves of that too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know,
and
people can lie as well. Yes. You know, cause I mean, if they're human spirit, they're as capable of lying in spirit form as they are when they have a body.
Yep.
And also, non-humans can claim to be humans.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the level of their complexity and strength, sometimes they can extract details that, you know, only grandma would know. But they're not grandma.
Right.
So even if you really believe, like I say, I've been doing this for 20 years. So when I say I have a portal for my ancestor altar and certain people are allowed to come through, I'm confident that it is only my invited ancestors who are coming through. But if I were in my first 5 or even 10 years of practice, I don't think I would be confident enough to know that I can really ward that well. If you have any trepidation at all, a funny feeling in your stomach, and you're about to do something, even if you feel like, I know how to do this, it is okay at the last minute to go, you know what, it's not the right time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or shut it down, as you say. You know, we're packing it up. We're going home early. We're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Better to be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cool.
So I hope everyone has a very beautiful, fun and spooky and
safe,
enjoyable Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want people to have fun. I really do. But like, you know, pretend it's the time of the Black Plague, because it is. Okay. Now is not the time to go dance in a packed bar.
No,
it's just not. I don't care how good the drink specials are. I don't care how cool it is to go out on Halloween night. Do not do it. Do not invite that very real threat. You know, these are spiritual threats we're talking about, but COVID is a physical threat.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time where we think about death and celebrate those who have died and all those things, do not invite death unnecessarily to your doorstep.
No. No, that's for sure.
No, it's... Again, stay home, stay safe.
Watch
scary movies.
Watch scary movies. Yes, absolutely. That's a good thing.
Cece in the chat room had said she's going to buy a bag of candy, hide under the covers, and watch movies. And I'm like, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
You know, after I do my working, I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch all the scary movies.
Yeah.
And like, stay up late and, you know, have all my candles lit, send out all my good intentions for that full moon, you know, like, send out all this good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Send your prayer, like, thoughts and prayers are like, you know, 10 times stronger on a night like that.
Yeah.
So do that. Absolutely. Bless everybody.
Yep.
Absolutely. I agree.
That sounds good.
And ladies, Jerry from The Calling is making really cool bracelets. And I forgot to tell you this, we didn't have time before the show, but he made us all these bracelets for Halloween that have witches and ghosts and goblins and skulls. So I will send you yours, because he thought we would all be together. And we were supposed to be, you know, and then all this happened. So Kristen, send me your address, and
Heidi,
I'll give you yours, and I will send you yours, because they're really, maybe you'll get it for Halloween, because they are really awesome. So, and then tomorrow night, they're talking about, on The Calling radio show, they're talking about vampires and witches. So that should be a good hour, just saying, for all of you that want to listen to that.
Okay, I'm going to be listening and critiquing the witch part. I'm just letting y'all know.
Yes. So they're on at 7 p.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So same bat channel. I think
that's one.
So for sure. Well, this has been a great show, and like we said, enjoy Halloween. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now. Let's just enjoy the full moon. This is what I think. Let's all get outside, enjoy the full moon. You know, put out some good prayers, some good vibes, some good energy, and because that's what it's all about. And always honor those who went before us, because that's what Samhain is all about. You know, let's light a candle and talk to our loved ones who are no longer here. You know. Because that's what is a good thing, and use that moon energy to help us with all of it. So,
All right.
Well, listen, thanks.
Up.
Thanks everyone for listening. For if there's any troops out there listening, thanks for joining, and thank you for your service.
And thanks everybody in the chat room. It's been a wild ride in the chat room. Everybody listening out there, wherever you're from, thanks for tuning in. Para X Radio Network, thank you so much for hosting us, and Sarge, our most amazing producer ever, thank you as well. And we will see you guys all next week here on The Gathering.
Happy Halloween.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Night.